Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jimmy bringing us back to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Yevgeny Feyman, and he's a fellow with Manhattan Institute. We're talking about healthcare policy, specifically the Affordable Care Act, I have a hard time saying that, Yevgeny. I have a hard time saying Affordable Care Act. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. It just isn't true, is it? It's not affordable, is it?
It isn't. Overcroy and I, we did a study on this. We put out a map documenting the results of premium increases across the country. And on average, premiums are increasing 41%.
Yeah. No, exactly. And
so that's really not affordable.
And what I don't understand, Yevgeny, is this is to me this is the creators of this bill, of this law, of this ideology. They shot themselves in the foot by demanding that a man like at my age have pediatric insurance.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, why would you do that? I mean, to me, if they had my carrier told me that one of the reasons why my policy went up 25% over the last year was because of the mandates, most of which I will never use.
Absolutely. You know, I think at some level there might be a case for, you know, having a mandate for, say, cancer coverage, chemotherapy. You know, you want to try to help the people who get sick for no reason
right.
of their own. So if God forbid you get lung cancer and you were never a smoker, you want to make sure those people are taken care of. But there's no reason to cover an annual physical that costs $50 for the typical person
right.
and has no effect on mortality. It does not
right.
help you in any way, shape, or form.
Right. I want to ask you the question that everybody's trying to get answers to now. I want to get your thought on this. So the administration apparently is now saying that 6 million people have, I'm doing air quotes here, signed up for Obamacare. Now,
right.
Now, I don't believe 6 million people have done that. I think they're using people who maybe drove by where a computer was that you could have gone inside and signed up for. Maybe that's 6 million people. but what about but you and I both know that sign up means they wrote a check or they drafted a check and they actually are a paying customer of an insurance policy. How many people do you think we have in that category?
You know, it's a very cloudy number.
The government won't tell us, and I think they know.
No.
What do you think?
So the government has to know because they're paying subsidies to insurance companies right now. So they definitely know the number. They're just being very cautious about releasing
no,
it.
They're not. The cautious is not the word. I don't think. Let's call it like it is, Yevgeny. I'm not trying to be controversial here or disrespectful, folks.
Sure,
it's the
sure.
government. It's the government. We got a right to know this information, and you and I both know that they know this. And if they're not telling us, then we know that it's ugly.
It's definitely not telling a good story. I agree.
So where's how do we trust a government? Never mind an administration. How do we trust a government that plays games with us like that? To our face.
You know, I think part of the kind of all-American culture is distrusting your government. And unfortunately, we've lost some of that over the past, half century or so, maybe since Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It's how our society's changed. We've learned a lot from Europeans in that sense. We put too much faith in our government, and
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that after this whole debacle, we go back to a healthy distrust.
We've got exactly, and we've got to be less self-absorbed. I think that's one of the things. By allowing our government, by trusting our government more, it's allowed us to focus on ourselves, hasn't it?
Sure. We trust the government more than we trust one another,
right.
And I think that's
terrible. So what do you think is going to happen going forward? Give us your best 2-minute drill on the future of Obamacare.
Well, so government programs don't fail. They continue hobbling along, but once a program has constituents,
mm-hmm.
it will not fail. This will continue existing, and Republicans will not be able to get rid of it if they repeal it. it will be a political disaster. If you have 6 million people this year, you might have 8 million people next year, even if it's a little less. That's a constituency, and they'll vote to the death to protect it. That's not even counting the people who have Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
You Republicans have to start making serious changes to this law. It can work on Republican principles. My colleague Paul Howard and I have written about that. The high deductibles are a basic part of Republican healthcare strategy.
Right.
But they've got to make those changes as soon as possible.
See, this is what's so sad. And the point that I've made all along, Evgeny, is Obamacare was never, ever, ever about reform, bending the price curve, ensuring the uninsurable. It was always about control. Would you agree with that or not?
Oh, you know, I'll say this. I think you're partly right, but I also think it's very nuanced because to say that government was playing no role in our healthcare system before, you know, that's a huge stretch.
But at least I didn't have to buy a policy with elements that I didn't want.
Sure. You know, and I think that to a large extent that was probably a marginal change. Because we still had millions of people on Medicaid, millions of people on Medicare.
Yeah.
We have tax breaks for businesses that provide health insurance.
But answer this question, Evgeny, before we go. There were 30 million people uninsured before Obamacare. How many people are going to be uninsured two years from now? How many?
So for 2 years from now, probably actually a little bit less, but going forward in 2024, it'll be 31 million.
Yeah. So we're back where we were, folks. As I said, not about reform. About power. That's the story I'm sticking to, Evgeny. Hey, Manhattaninstitute.com. Manhattan-institute.org, I mean, right?
Exactly.
Manhattan-institute.org. Evgeny Feynman. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.